It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
And I would like for us to take a few minutes to look at some biblical facts surrounding a place called heaven. And let me say this, there's no accidents with the Lord. God laid this on my heart well over a month ago, 2 months ago at least. I knew nothing of what was taking place in this church at that time as far as our pastor. But God laid this on my heart about a glimpse of heaven. Now, I'm speaking of God's heaven. And I will say up front that I know a little bit about God's heaven, but I surely don't know as much as I will when I get there someday. And as we take a few minutes today to look at some familiar facts about heaven, let me encourage you to learn to rejoice in what God has prepared for you, and that is for all who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there may not be a whole lot to get excited about down here. And I think you know that if you've been around for any length of time. There's not a lot really to get excited about, but there's plenty waiting on the other side. Plenty this morning. So today on your list, does anyone need a study sheet? Raise your hand. We'll get you a study sheet. And we'll continue on with this. All right. Anyone? I don't. Over here, fellas. We need a study sheet over here. Okay. Now, I'm going to read several verses this morning. And you may not be able to turn quickly enough. And if you could write some of these verses down, they're not all listed on your list this morning, but I'm going to read these verses in just a moment. Notice a place called heaven. Now, once again, Paul the Apostle said he knew a man that, whether in the body or out of the body, he couldn't tell, but he was taken to the third heaven. Okay. He was in the third heaven, but you know, he said that he made a statement. He said there were things there that he couldn't utter, that he couldn't describe. So as far as being able to describe what heaven it what it is and what it will be and what we will see when we get there, we don't know it all. But God has given us a glimpse. He's letting us see a little bit from His Word about heaven. A place called heaven. Notice the word heaven on your list there. It's mentioned. Now, heaven or heavens is mentioned some 551 times in the Bible. And that's the King James Bible, by the way, the Word of God. Let me quote a few verses here, read a few verses. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:8, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. That's the firmament is the sky, and even a little above that. Genesis 1:9 says, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. In Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Now, this is another expanse that we call outer space, part of the firmament. Genesis 1:15, and let there be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Genesis 1:17 says, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 14. Behold, the heaven, listen, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also, with all that therein is. God owns it all. God is God. He is the one who is control. He owns everything. Notice the word heaven of heavens, the heaven of heavens. Well, number two on your list there, I believe this is something that I prayed about and thought about. And you may never have thought about this. I don't know. Maybe you did. I believe just as God is without beginning or end, so God's heaven is without beginning or end. Now, some people believe that there's going to be a new heaven. Well, the Bible says there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. But I believe with all of my heart that God is not going to destroy his heaven. It's forever. I may speak more about that in a moment. Well, after looking at the Hebrew and Greek translation of words heaven and heavens, I have come to the conclusion that God's abode, heaven, was not created. It is. Just as God is the great I am without beginning or end. He has always been, was never created. So I also believe that what we call God's heaven has always been without beginning or end. I challenge you to study that, to look it up. God always has been. He hasn't been floating around in outer space. God's heaven, it's his home. He's not going to destroy that. We'll talk about that in a moment. I'm just about to get ahead of myself here, but I'll mention something about sin in just a few moments. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Psalm 90 and verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting thou art God. Psalm 93 and verse 2, thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And John 10:10, or 10:30, I and my Father are one. Jesus is eternal because he is God himself. Don't let anybody ever try to tell you that Jesus is not God. He is God. And I believe what I've just told you, these things that I've just mentioned, I believe the scripture will support what I've just said in this matter. Notice number three on your list. We are told in the Bible that the tabernacle and all its contents were likenesses of things in heaven. According to the Bible, that's King James again, when the places of worship, the tabernacle and so forth, and the things of worship, the Ark of the Covenant and so forth, when these things were done in the Old Testament, when they were made according to God's plan, when they were done, when we read of them in the Old Testament as God wanted them done, then we discover that all these things were likenesses of things found in God's heaven. They're already there. What was built here was a likeness of the things already in heaven. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 8 and verses 1 through 5. We're going to read those verses. Hebrews chapter 8. In these verses, we see examples of some of what Moses was admonished by God to do and how to do it. Now, let me say this. If I go over a little bit, don't be concerned because I can't even see the clock up there. I noticed this the other night. That flag is covering the clock. Somebody needs to move that thing because we might have somebody up here that's long-winded more than me. And you need to move that. Maybe I'll go up there and move it. You can't see that clock. I see somebody back here. They're going, what's that? I don't pay attention to that. Okay. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. You catch that? The true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For, see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount, the pattern of those things from heaven, in other words, Revelation 11:19. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of the testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Now notice this, number four on your list. The temple we read of in Revelation 11:19 is the true temple of God. That's the true temple. We are told the true temple was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the Ark of the Testament. Well, the Ark of his Testament found in the temple in heaven, in God's heaven, is the picture of the Ark of the Covenant that we read of in the Old Testament as being on earth. It was a copy. It was made after the pattern in heaven. God told Moses he was to build what he showed him, Exodus 25:9, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments, this is the things in the tabernacle, thereof, even so shall ye make it. Everything, down to the last minute thing that we found and we see in the Old Testament, was built on the pattern of God that God had given Moses, things that existed. Number five, things we read of in God's heaven are real things. They're real. These things and those things that we read of in the Old Testament that were made after God's instructions were copies of those things found in God's heaven. I've said that, and I'll say it again. Today, I would like to state for the record that I believe in heaven. And in fact, you can call the mental doctors on me if you want to, but I'm sure that I'll be in heaven someday. I'll be there because I believe God's word. Now, we live in a world that does not offer the child of God much hope or encouragement. With sin, crime, ungodliness, with all these things abounding everywhere, it's easy to become discouraged, disillusioned, and disappointed. This is why. That's why it is important for us to remember where we are going, that you and I are saved people. Might I say, if you're not saved, heaven's not your home. Hell is the place you will end up. You will be in hell, and then you will be in the lake of fire, because the Bible says it's where the worm dieth not. That person is going to live forever, but they'll be dead living. I don't know how you would say that. They will understand when they get into the lake of fire, into hell. So if you're not saved, you need to get saved. Charles Spurgeon said this, "Oh, what a freedom is thine," speaking to saved people, "oh, what a freedom is thine, freedom from condemnation, freedom to the promises, freedom to the throne of grace, and last, freedom to enter heaven." Freedom to enter heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.